All right, we are a little more than a month into the hockey season, and here in New Jersey, fans of the New Jersey Devils, the fans are excited about something that's taking place. It's the new jersey, which says Jersey on it. Everyone's a critic, right? Because someone over at ESPN, who will remain anonymous, we're not going to say his name, said, why don't you just do a hat and put hat on it? Kind of missed the point, right? Let's talk more about what's coming down the pike. Jake Reynolds is the president of the New Jersey Devils. You want to take a swipe at ESPN? Because the jerseys, you're going to start wearing them next month, but they're selling like hotcakes. They're really popular, right?
We are, and it's an incredible moment for this organization and for our franchise, unveiling our first ever third jersey. The individual that you're speaking of from ESPN is a good friend. We had a little bit of fun with him on Twitter today. We actually mocked up and made a hat for him with the same font and the same drop shadow. So we'll deliver one of those as a special gift.
And Jake, jumping in here, because our producer, Josh, he pointed this out, and I thought this is so interesting. The former Devils star, Martin Brodeur, he actually helped you guys design this new jersey. What was it like bringing him on board? And I guess, what was your vision going into this process?
It's an incredible experience. And anytime you can have the GOAT be involved in any of the design or decision-making, you know you're off to a good start. And so Marty Brodeur, who is known as the greatest goalie of all time, was made here in Jersey, spent his career here, delivered three Stanley Cups for this organization. To be able to have him involved and integrated and as hands-on as he was during this process was pretty special to be a part of. And for us, this jersey was about honoring the history and the legacy of this organization. You know, we've only been around since 1982. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary next year. We've had an incredible amount of success. We've had three Stanley Cups. So the opportunity to kind of pay homage to the legacy and the roots of this brand and of this organization, while also taking a bold step in a new direction for the next era of Devils hockey, was something we are incredibly excited and incredibly passionate about being able to deliver to our fans.
And I want to ask you, how hard was the Hockey League hit compared to other sports like basketball or baseball? And then what sort of recovery are you seeing as far as attendance?
Yeah, it was a challenging time. I mean, we were one of the events that I think was most challenged and was hit the hardest by the pandemic. Obviously, it was a challenge for the entire country. But when your business is delivering live entertainment and experiences, it had a significant impact. We were really fortunate, though. We have two managing partners in Josh Harris and David Blitzer, who are incredible leaders and visionaries. And they made the commitment as we were going through that time that we weren't going to lay anybody off, that we weren't going to furlough anybody. And we were going to be prepared for when this business came back, that we were going to be ready for a V-shaped recovery. And we've been really fortunate over the course of the last few months that we're in a position to where our business will bounce back to the pre-COVID levels where we were in 1920 because of some of the decisions that we were able to make and the position that we were in.
Do you have a timeline when you might get to those pre-COVID levels? Because there was a recent report that only two teams so far, and we're early into the season, but only two teams have actually topped the 2019 numbers.
Yeah, so we expect by the end of the season that we'll be right on par with where we were in 1920. So there's been a couple of unique opportunities. The NHL League Office, Commissioner Gary Bettman and Bill Daly have been phenomenal as we've been going through this process, being able to find new assets and new inventory and being innovative on where we can find new opportunities to be able to drive revenue. So last year, as we were in the middle of the pandemic, you know, they created new opportunities for us, whether it was virtual in-ice logos and advertising, whether it was the helmet decals that we were able to introduce last year. We're fortunate to have an incredible partner in Prudential on that. We were the first team in the NHL to be able to sign that deal. And then as we look forward to next year, being able to add a jersey patch onto our sweaters, it's an incredible time. There's a tremendous amount of innovation, and the opportunity and upside for this business is looking very promising.
Jake, it certainly sounds like you have the momentum here playing in your favor, but we are seeing the number of COVID cases rise. Of course, this is a huge concern heading into the winter season and time that's so critical for your league. How are you keeping your players safe, and do you envision the New Jersey Devils changing their protocols at all, just in terms of who's allowed into the arenas and when because of this?
Yeah, we have always said from the very beginning that safety was the number one priority. whether that was for our staff, whether that was for our players, or whether that was for the fans walking into the building. That was the primary focus and concern. We're in a position where we're fortunate all players on our team have been vaccinated. We have processes and protocols in place to continue to protect them. We've also taken steps and measures kind of throughout the arena as well. We've gone to a cashless building this year. We've talked a lot about how do we make the street to seat experience for our fans as seamless as possible. So that comes from parking to digital ticketing to being able to order, you know, food and merchandise on your phone, as well as wager on some games. There's a tremendous opportunity to be able to digitize the experience and make this as seamless as possible for our fans while also continuing to make things safe for them.
I've heard Devils fans are quite diehard. What are you hearing from them about being able to finally come back and witness games?
That has been the best part about this. We are very fortunate that we have an incredibly passionate fan base. And as you look past over the course of the last 20 months, you know, there were moments where I was one of maybe 30 people in the arena watching our team play. Towards the end of last year, we were able to open that up and have about 20% capacity. But nothing will top. My favorite moment of my career was October 15th of this year, which was the first time that we were able to open our doors to a full arena, a sellout crowd here at the Prudential Center. And to be able to have that energy and the buzz of that fan base back in the building was a special moment and something I certainly will not forget.